Question 1.
Having visited so many countries, you must be able to speak several different languages.
I wish I could, but Japanese and, of course, English are the only languages I can speak.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 2.
I hear that the Edwards are thinking of buying another house.
Should they be doing that with all the other expenses they have to pay? Anyhow, they are over 70 now. Their present house is not too bad.
What does the man imply?
Question 3.
Ma'am, I hear you have an apartment for rent. Can I take a look at it?
Sure. You're welcome any time by appointment. But I have to tell you, the building is close to a railway.
And if you can't put up with the noise, you might as well save the trip.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 4. Tom must be in a bad mood today. He hasn't said half a dozen words all afternoon.
Oh, really? That's not like the Tom we know.
What does the man imply? Question 5. Here's this week's schedule, Tony. On Monday, there's the board meeting. Your speech at the Lions Club is on Tuesday afternoon. Then, on Wednesday, you have an appointment with your lawyer and...
Wait, you mean the business conference on Tuesday is cancelled?
What will the man do this Tuesday? Question 6. Jimmy said that he was going to marry a rich French businesswoman.
Don't be so sure. He once told me that he had bought a big house, yet he's still sharing an apartment with Mark.
What does the man imply? Question 7.
Hi, Melissa. How's your project going? Have you thought about going to graduate school? Perhaps you could get into Harvard.
Everything's coming along really well. I've been thinking about graduate school. But I'll talk to my tutor, Dr. Garcia, first and see what she thinks.
What do we learn about the woman from the conversation?
Question 8.
Did you attend Alice's presentation last night? It was the first time for her to give a speech to a large audience.
How she could be so calm in front of so many people is really beyond me.
What do we learn from the conversation?